Off on the mic. What's up? This is Eric Davis. I'm at Comic-Con 2013 with Frank Grillo, Emily Van Camp, and Anthony Mackie, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. So, Emily, I'm going to start with you since you're sitting right next to me. You play Agent 13, Agent Carter, Sharon Carter, from what I understand of this film.
So, I'm not allowed to confirm that.
So tell me about your. Tell me about your character.
Summer Rumba.
You're fired.
Oh wait.
Basically.
I'm sorry for putting you on the spot, but let's talk about your character then. Who
what
is
I can tell you is when we meet her, Kate. She is Captain America's neighbor, and they're sort of hitting it off a little bit, and that's really the extent of what I can say. What happens next, I mean, you'll just have to go see the movie. I feel like we're all going to be saying that a lot. Just go see the movie.
You know what's interesting is I feel like in the last couple of Marvel movies, Iron Man 3 and even Agent Carter, the short film, the girls are kind of getting pretty heavy in the kick-ass department. So
yeah.
Do you kick
asses?
I just
saw Iron Man 3, and I have to say, Gwyneth Paltrow was pretty badass. Yeah, I think, we'll see what happens with this girl, you know. I play a tough girl on TV, and I love doing that. I gravitate toward those characters.
You're pretty badass.
I just can't say anything.
So we can't talk about Sharon Carter. We can't talk about how she connects to Peggy Carter.
No.
We can't talk about any of that stuff.
I received a memo last night, which was
Hello to people.
Yeah, you can say hi and talk about the experience on the film, you know, but it was a tremendous, tremendous experience.
Frank, I'm coming at you.
I got no memo. I will tell you everything.
All I know is they're never hiring me again, so I can tell you whatever you want to know. Ask me about Avengers. Ask me about Batman. I'll tell you.
Well, you know what? Speaking of Batman, I feel like your character, Crossbones, is very Bane-like. People compare him to Bane. I'm curious, does he wear a mask? Are you wearing a mask in the movie? How close is
I don't know where people... I don't know where you people... Everyone got that. It's like, you know, it's... I think because of the origin... you people. I think because of the origin of the character, you know, Rumlow eventually is... You know, you're going to have to go to the film to see, you know, the what it's about, because...
You answered absolutely nothing.
Right. That's exactly... That's a
you
gift.
Said,
no, because
I
think... what I think is that people out there have assumed a lot of stuff before, obviously, they've seen anything. And, you know, there's an origin to the character. There's an arc that it might or might not take place now. I mean, it might go on or, you know. So, it's... you know, the whole mask thing and the costume thing is... it's absurd. Everybody's just expecting to see.
So in this film, you play then a gang member, an enforcer of a villain of some type.
No, I wouldn't.
Everybody kicks your ass.
No, by the way, nobody
kicks your ass.
You kick my ass,
yo,
son.
Come on, kid.
You ain't
come
ever
on.
Caught
I got
a
it
beat.
On video.
You ain't ever.
Kid.
You have not ever
video.
Caught a beat the way I. Are you?
All right, you're
what?
Right, you're right. I'm sorry, I'm
you
sorry,
Rumlow.
You're right,
son.
You're right.
No, these guys are crazy. What I am is the most...
Oh, God. Go ahead, say it.
I am the most vicious, vicious, and powerful.
Keep going.
That's all I can say.
All right.
Well, I know Anthony's going to be able to tell me more because we've seen concept art of him in wings firing guns.
I'm ready. I didn't get
oh, wings? Oh! Oh!
So, Anthony, talk about that. I know the Falcon is a major character, also a major character in the Avengers, so I'm curious to know whether or not you're going there as well in that sequel. But also... talk about your character here and the wings and the guns, and do you have the Falcon has a Falcon? Do you have that in the movie?
Good. No, I mean, what we've done with the movie is, what we've done with the character in the movie is, you know, we've kind of built up this relationship between Captain America and the Falcon, just like it is in a comic book. And if you look at it, you know, their relationship is more of comrades and buddies than it is Batman and Robin or working partners. So, you know, it's just more of me giving Rumlow a good ass whooping every now and then.
It ain't ever happening. Rumlow does that's not get his ass.
Come on. Yeah, that's what Captain America 2 is about.
I'll tell you one thing about Rumlow.
The Falcon handing out treats to bad guys.
Can you imagine the Falcon beating up Rumlow?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't roll that way.
Captain America 2 is about the Falcon handing out treats to bad guys.
Yeah.
That boom, write
Rumlow's
it down.
Rumlow's not
cut
a bad
check.
Guy. Here's the other
cut
deal.
The
Here's
check.
The other deal. People think conceptually about bad and good, and I think
good and evil.
I think this movie is moves away from that. It's more two ideologies. It's less bad guy and good guy, which makes this movie different than a lot of the other superhero movies.
You know what I'm curious about, and I'm sure you guys all watched the first one before you did this one. You know, Joe Johnston kind of, he had a very distinct visual style. Felt like an Indiana Jones movie in a lot of ways, that first one. So what did the Russo brothers, who aren't very well known making movies, they made TV shows, what did you think they brought stylistically to this film that maybe we didn't see in the first one?
I think this one is more of an action movie. I mean, if you look at the cast, looking at, you know, Sam Jackson, Redford, Scarlett, you know, all of us, it's more of like Avengers 1.5 meets Jason Bourne, because Chris was able to really hone in and give an amazing performance still as Captain America, having done so many scenes with him and grounded him in this reality that we all live in today, and not so much play him as a caricature of himself like, oh, I've never heard of the internet, you know. He really made him an actual guy that you could relate to, and that's why he gives him the business all through the movie.
You know what? Wait till you see the teaser.
Yeah, wait till you
wait
see
till
that.
You see, what,
wait
do
till
I
you
lose?
See that.
Do I lose in that?
What are you talking about? I don't know. Wait till you see that.
Oh, man.
I think the Russo brothers also, when I met with them, talked about incorporating, you know, an element of, you know, this sort of 70s thriller style, which I thought was really interesting, and just, like, really ground it and root it in a reality that just, that you could actually envision these things happening right now, which I think makes it that much more interesting to watch, because you're sort of participating with it rather than just watching something kind of heightened. I thought that was really appealing.
Yeah, that is they brought an authenticity, and the 70s film comparison is really good. And they really, they wanted to make it as real as possible. There was nothing outlandish or illogical about anything that anyone did. It all kind of made sense. Even the great stuff, even the stuff with the you know, the super, it made sense. You believed it. It was logical.
And the action sequences are amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like even though they're known for comedy, they were able to bring a lightness and a, they were able to, there's so much action in the movie because it is a hero movie. They were able to give you those moments to take a breath and get story before you go back into it. They're very good with story. They're very good with character development. They're very good with giving you exposition without knowing you're getting exposition. And I feel like that's really difficult in these type of movies.
Now, you guys signed, I know Marvel signs everybody on to like 15 films at once. So you guys all signed for like multiple
seven
films?
Seven and a half.
I'm on 30. I'm going to, yeah, no, they do. They sign you on too.
My last question, finish this sentence. Fans are going to absolutely freak out when they see what in the movie?
Oh, man.
Me beat the shit out of him.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
He's still beating the shit out
I'm
of
just
other.
Saying.
Wow.
No, I just think fans are going to freak out when they see the movie. I think the Russo brothers and everybody involved just made a really kick-ass great movie that's a little bit different than everything else that we've seen.
Well, that's interesting. How is it different than the other Marvel movie?
You got to go and see it.
Oh, snap.
You gotta go and see it. Or we're gonna get in trouble.
All right, my last question. We're at Comic-Con. What's your favorite part of Comic-Con?
Oh, man. I just love looking outside and watching all of the awesome fans out there that are all dressed up and looking super cool. I've been enjoying that.
That's
for
quite
me.
Nice.
Yes.
The free booze.
Oh, man.
I like that one too.
That's a good one too.
For me, it's San Diego. Phillip Rivers is my man. I'm a huge sports fan, and this city is like the jewel of California. The weather's great. You're right by the water. The people are nice. Great food. So you get to come to San Diego for free.
Free, again.
Free.
Free.
Anthony Mackie, Frank Grillo, Emily Van Camp, good luck with the film.
Thank you.
I hope it goes good.
Thank you.
Take care.